with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. First, it was Hurricane Helene a couple of weeks back. Now, here comes Milton. Hurricane Milton has strengthened to a powerful Category 4 storm. It's headed toward Florida's Gulf Coast. Governor Ron DeSantis pulling out all the stops on preparations.
More than 200 ambulances and more than 30 paratransits are in Central Florida footprint, ready to support first responder operations. And as I previously noted, we've ramped up our support of debris removal. That's a 24/7 round-the-clock mission.
The National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown says landfall is expected on Wednesday.
Right now, again, that more broad risk area, essentially from kind of just south of the Naples area, northward up into the almost Florida Big Bend. Again, that's where the hurricane watch is currently in effect.
At the start of its fall term, the Supreme Court has let stand a decision it bars emergency abortions. It would violate the law in Texas, which has one of the country's strongest pro-life laws. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump says he had Iran on the ropes during his time in the White House.
They had no money. They weren't giving any money because they had no money. They had to survive. And I would have made a fair deal with them. I only wanted one thing. You can't have a nuclear weapon. You cannot let them have a nuclear weapon.
Interviewed by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt, Mr. Trump faulted the Biden-Harris administration for enriching Iran, allowing it to support its proxy terror groups that have wreaked havoc in the Middle East and beyond. The deadly Hamas terror attack on Israel that ignited the Gaza War happened 1 year ago today. Solemn commemoration ceremonies being held all across Israel. Hamas marked the anniversary of the attack by firing rockets at Tel Aviv. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 161 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life activist issues a warning.
2 years ago, in an incident that attracted national attention, the FBI raided the home of Mark Houck in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And he says if Kamala Harris is elected president in November, the same thing could happen to you. Speaking at the Family Research Council's recent Pray, Vote, Stand summit, Houck warned that if President Biden weaponized the Department of Justice to go after pro-lifers, Harris is bound to do the same. Houck was charged with blocking access to an abortion clinic. He was later acquitted by a jury and is now suing the administration. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And it is back to work today for the Supreme Court. The highest profile case on the agenda so far is a fight over transgenderism, focusing on state bans on puberty-blocking drugs for kids. It probably will be argued in December. Republican-led states have moved to tackle the issue with bans on the drugs, as well as sex change operations and boys playing on girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. Couple of kids accused in an attack on a former governor.
Police say two boys ages 12 and 13 have been arrested in connection with an assault on former New York Governor David Patterson and his stepson. The 70-year-old Patterson and 20-year-old Anthony Sliwa were attacked Friday evening while on a walk in Manhattan. Both were treated at a hospital for minor injuries. The two boys were both charged with gang assault, and police say at least five people were involved in that attack. Jason Walker reporting.
South Korea and the Philippines, each facing increasingly hostile rival nations, including China and North Korea, have elevated their ties to a strategic partnership, including broader defense and security cooperation between the two U.S. treaty allies. South Korea's president and the Philippine president announced the upgrade earlier today. More details at SRNNews.com.